I'm finding, as we get closer to the election, that canvassing on the doorstep is becoming quite an intense process. It's very interesting just how uncertain people are at the moment and how stressful I think they are finding this as well. My normal opening gambit when I go onto the doorstep is to say I'm here on behalf of David Kidney and I was just wanting to check whether you have any questions at this stage. And quite often the people will say no. I follow that up by saying, well, do you actually know your voting intention at the moment? And a surprisingly large number are saying, well, no, they don't know what their intentions are at the moment. They're not certain what they want to do. And that often leads to a very long conversation about what it is that they're looking for and what are the things that are important to them. I often find that people feel perhaps a little embarrassed at admitting that they don't know what they want to do. But I think there is nothing to be embarrassed about at the moment, because uncertainty is quite a rational position given how uncertain the whole situation is at the moment. This is the most confusing election I've ever seen, and I think it is the same for most people. And I think a lot of people who know quite a lot about politics are seriously concerned about what is going to happen after this election, because it's very far from clear. Because I'm deeply interested in politics, I've been watching very closely over the last 3 or 4 years to see the way in which the different parties make their case. And I've got to admit that I've been very seriously concerned by some of the techniques used principally by the Conservative Party, which I think have been quite unpleasant and disingenuous. I think there's been a lot of the use of things like anecdotes, where they've focused on particular hard cases and then tried to indicate that that is proving their particular case that they're trying to make. This is a technique which has been used with great success at the ballot box on a number of different occasions. And I think that the Labour Party in particular has now come round to the idea of trying to fight back quite strongly against this misinformation when it occurs. And they do sort of fight back through Twitter and other means. This is not necessarily helpful, because now a lot of the public are sort of saying, well, one party is as bad as the other when they see all this squabbling taking place. I'm sure that it's not just one party that's guilty of this. I think everybody tries to find statistical information or stories which fit their narrative. But it's not helpful to the electorate to be confused in this way. This does now mean that the voters have got the huge task of trying to find out who is telling them the truth, who they can believe in. And I think that the best advice that I can give in that situation comes back to, you have to look at your individual candidates. You have to see what kind of people they are, what you know about them. You need to test them. If you've got questions, you need to ask them. And you need to actually feel that you can try to get close to these as individuals to see what they're all about and what they're there to offer you. I've got another feeling about this election too. What I wanted always with this election was that it should be about the spirit of generosity. The thing which depresses me most when I meet it on the doorstep is when people are asking the question, well, what are you going to do for me? I think we have to get beyond that. The world is more complex than that. If we are to have a society that really works, we have to understand that we are all connected, and that what is good for the society as a whole is also good for us.